Brigham Young's 1876 charge to Carl G. Mazur. An excerpt from Reinhard Mazur's 1928 book entitled Carl G. Mazur, A Biography from His Son. April 5, 1876. In the spring of 1876, just prior to the April conference, a terrific explosion of powder occurred on Arsenal Hill near the present site of the Utah State Capitol. Several lives were lost, and extensive damage was done to adjacent property, such as the breaking of window glass and crashing of roofs by the large boulders. Nearly all of the plaster was shaken from the ceiling of the 20th Ward Schoolhouse where Professor Mazur was teaching. Immediately, he started in search of his bishop, John Sharp. He found the bishop at Brigham Young's office and reported to him what had just happened, adding that the school would have to be dismissed until the house could be repaired. But at this point, President Young interrupted the conversation with the remark, "That is exactly right, Brother Mazur. I have another mission for you." "Yes," said the president. "We have been considering the establishment of a church school and are looking around for a man, the man to take charge of it." "You are the man, Brother Mazur. We want you to go to Provo to organize and conduct an academy to be established in the name of the church, a church school." Brother Mazur knew full well there would be perplexing problems to solve, difficult situations to meet, and soul-trying times to endure when he would have to go up to his Gethsemane to seek relief. This struggle continued within him for several days. At last, he decided that he must accept the appointment, or, coward-like, back out. He went to President Young, whom he found in his office busy on important matters. Addressing the president, he said, "I'm about to leave for Provo, Brother Young, to start my work in the academy. Have you any instructions to give me?" The president looked steadily forward for a few moments, as though deep in thought, then said, "Brother Mazur, I want you to remember that you ought not to teach even the alphabet or the multiplication tables without the Spirit of God. That is all. God bless you. Goodbye." But what did the words of the prophet mean? Brother Mazur at first felt that he had received but a stone where he had asked for bread. But as time rolled on, he realized more and more that the very bread of life had been given him. Teach nothing, do nothing without the Spirit of God. Oh, how in the years that followed this holy admonition became the very guiding star of his life.